Complain to change your focus.
Yes, it does.
Oh, that's good. That's real good. Complaining changes your focus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Miss Ann. That's really good.
Yeah, that's a blessing. Today, filling in for Ray. I love the way that Ray teaches. He say things to make you think. I thought about a comparison. What came to me for this class is a comparison. In Jesus, a comparison. And in the parable of the unjust steward, in verse 8, Jesus made a statement. He said, and the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And, you know, the answer is they're used to their kingdom and how it operates. Mm-hmm. But we have to learn how the kingdom of light works.
Amen. And work it.
And we do that by hearing the word of God. Mm-hmm. I like the simple ways. The first thing that God introduces to mankind, there's a lot of wisdom in everything he had done. And he made everything simple. If you take a closer look at Genesis, you'll see how the kingdom of light works. Okay. God chose light. He said, let there be light. He chose light over darkness. That's the first thing he said, let there be light. There was no hope for the planet till God said, let there be light. And then he put it back together in order. The first five statements that he gave Adam, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. That's what we're actually going to be doing as we follow God, as we go forward in the kingdom of light, learning how it operates. Mm-hmm. And Jesus gave us a clue in St. John chapter 14. He said, he that believe will do greater works. I'll read it because I remember it and then I read it and I see more in it when I read it. Mm-hmm. And what he's saying is, believing God is the key. Because he's introducing us to something that we're not always used to. Yeah. Said, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Mm-hmm. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father dwelleth in me. He doeth the works.
Yes.
Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, mm-hmm. or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, mm-hmm. the works that I do shall he do also, mm-hmm. and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. One of the key differences is the way the kingdom of darkness works and the kingdom of light. The kingdom of darkness is a deviation that people have gotten used to. But the light is revealed by God. What he revealed in the first place, what he revealed to you in his word, what he reveals to you personally, and the Holy Ghost does that. He reveals things of God's heart to you personally. And they will teach you beyond the world. In the discourse of God talking to Job, he said, if you can humble a proud man, you can take care of yourself, so to speak. I'm not quoting it. But he was, you know, the word of God takes us far beyond how the world operates. No matter what the world does, we can prosper. When the Jews was following God, they prospered no matter what happened. But when they deviated, they started having trouble that they couldn't fix. Mm-hmm. The being used to the world, you know, it gets in our habit system. Some parts we drive out, just like the Canaan land. We drive out the Canaanites. I used to wonder, why did God give them the land? They had to turn around and drive out the Canaanites. And for years, you know, I wondered, why did it work that way? Why didn't God just do away with them? Why didn't God drive them out? And I, you know, that question was in the back of my mind. But I didn't ask the Lord. I just kind of watched. And then a few years ago, I understood why God did it that way. You have to have enough love for God and his word to resist evil. Or you'll be just, if they let the Canaanites remain in the land.
You what?
Just like the people.
Yeah.
And God said he had to wait for the iniquity to come before he did it, because that not reached the sin point so much he was going to destroy them. So when you do, and he also said he didn't do it, get them to do it all at once, because the land would come up, be overrun with things that could hurt them, like wild creatures,
true,
and snakes and stuff. So I think that could be reference to sin too. So it's like trusting and doing. If they just did what God said to do, they'd taken care of everything, but they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't complete the
process.
They
left some people because they wanted to.
And see, the people are made in the image of God. If they deviate, they still made in the image of God.
Yes.
And they're very influential.
And one of the other things, they got to look at the people that they supposed to have dragged out and wanted to become like him.
Yeah, they married them and made deals with them and compromised.
They wanted to do things like they did. They wanted a king. They wanted everything God told them no. They wanted to do like the world. And sometimes we must admit we're no different. Sometimes we look at the world and we see some things that God...
Yeah.
That we pick up from the world.
Yeah.
God tells us don't worry.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And we pick that up from the world.
Because you're supposed to
worry. We
the world.
Sometimes we look and we pick up things. It's not that we just going to pick things up, but when you look at and put your eyes on the world, when you see more world than you see God.
Mm-hmm.
When you see the world bigger than you see God, then your eyes is going to deviate.
And you know, when they were brought to the promised land, I've heard ministers tell you all the time, it's only like, 10-day journey or something. God never intended them to go that fast.
Uh-huh.
He had to do the tabernacle. He had to do all the laws. He had to do the building and the planning and everything. So they weren't supposed to march through that land in that many days. He took time with them.
Yeah, that's right.
They weren't fighting people. They didn't know. They weren't people of war.
Uh-uh.
So God knew that they were not people of war, so he had to take them through. And then he had to try to get some God in them. But, I mean, the more he tried to get in them, though, they still had slavery mentality in their mind. They were just, they couldn't get that slavery.
And like I said, he had plans for everything, the tabernacle, and that didn't come in 10 days. It took years to do all that stuff.
Yeah.
So
it did, but...
When he went, when they got him ready for the promised land, what did he want him to do? Go in and take it.
Go in and take it. The world is fancy.
They were planning to take it in time, so...
Remember, the world is fancy.
He didn't, the world is what?
It's fancy. It's beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The world system is beautiful. It's fancy. It looks good on paper.
To the eyes.
Yeah. It sounds good.
It looked
like a brilliant contract. But the fine print will take you out. But it's actually cancer. If they didn't drive those people out, they would have come back to work against them and undermine everything God was going to do in their life. And they never learned the light of God's way.
Let me ask you this question, teacher. Do we have to drive some things out ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Do we still have a responsibility?
Yeah. And that's what I was getting to. Uh-huh. God gave us a new life. And we got to drive out everything of the old.
Yes.
Pull out the old. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everything that pertains to the world system, we drive it out.
Sometimes we can pull off the old, but we don't do the complete thing. He said, pull off the old and put on the new.
Yeah.
So you got to do both. Some people, they live just good lives. They're not doing anything wrong. And they wonder, Lord, what's going on here? I live a better life than my neighbor, you know.
Yeah.
I'm doing all you're telling me to do, but you have not put on the new man.
Yeah. It takes more. You know, the church have grown through milestones since, you know, the last 50 years. Kenneth Hagin reintroduced faith. Then Charles Capps came and taught us how to speak it. And others taught us all the in-betweens, ins and outs of faith. We learned about authority. These are milestones. But none of that's enough. We have to be able to receive from the Lord the next steps. And he'll have to train us. Now, we receive things over time, parts of the Word of God that help us go forward. We receive and we do better. We receive and do better, and we drive out parts of the world as we go. What's happening is the Lord is trying to save as many people as possible, teach us how the kingdom works, get us to cooperate with it. Then in our position, we want to tell everybody about Jesus. We want them to know God. We want them to understand. And they're interested in the world. and the world's trying to make us interested in it. And then the devil's trying to fight us and stop the process. All this is going on simultaneously. But the word, but the kingdom of God, the light of God's word, it helps us to, it nourishes us just like a fruit. It nourishes you for a day. And then the light of God's word in us multiplies.
It does.
And we can, and the Lord guiding us, give us the wisdom in real time to rise above the world. If you notice, in every battle, the Lord will give you something to help you rise above the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mary?
Amen. I'm saying amen.
That reminds me of scripture, be a good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Yeah.
It gives you a big, deeper meaning what you said.
Uh-huh. He said, be of good cheer.
I have overcome
the world. Yeah,
he did. So sometimes
he's already overcome everything that will be placed in front of us.
Right.
Every temptation, everything. Mm-hmm. He's already, like she said, be of good cheer. So maybe cheering and being happy and joyful.
That's a very important part. See, when you're in the love of God,
when you can laugh in adversity, you strength. Yes, that's right.
I've seen things of the world I will have to go labor and prayer to overcome it. But in spending time with the Lord, I get to a point I laugh at it.
Yes,
you get His joy. His joy. But you get His joy.
A few weeks.
Your joy won't let you laugh at it. Your joy, you know, will make you feel sorry and incomplete and make you see everything God hadn't done.
Uh-huh.
But see, when the enemy tries to attack me and what God hadn't done and, you know, you, I said, it ain't about me. It's about the Holy Spirit and God. Mm-hmm. It's not about me. That shakes him up I get him off me real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about me. I go say, hey, it's about Jesus and the Holy Spirit and God. Don't come to me with me.
I had a dream a few weeks ago that I was walking, and the devil was walking right beside me. And I looked over at him. He looked like a bitter adolescent that was whooped and defeated. And I looked at him. I said, I thought you was the devil. And I woke up. And he couldn't get a foothold. And he was, you know, he was disappointed. He looked weak to me, like he will when he end up in hell. People gonna narrowly look on him. You the man that did this? And when I looked at him, the thought just in my mind, I thought you was the devil. He don't even look tough. But with the word of God, we're winners.
Amen.
Jesus won, we won.
Amen.
So, you know, as he is, so are we in this world.
Oh,
amen.
Glory.
Amen.
And, that's good.
But we learn how the kingdom work, and we drive out things that of the world. And I told my children, everything looks good from a certain point of view.
It does.
But you have to love God and trust Him in order to not be consumed with wickedness. It all looks good, but it's wrong. But your love for God, if it's in place, you'll do what's right, and you'll make kingdom choices instead of worldly choices. Yeah. All right, we're out of time. We'll pray over the food. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. Help us to go forward in you and learn the things that you know we need. Help us to make the difference. Help us to know you that we may do the exploits. And Lord, bless this food for the nourishing and strength of our bodies. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.